the West Loop Shopping Tour.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Just spoke with Waumego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. If you missed that, we'll have that a little later on our website on demand at newsradiokman.com. Get caught up on today's In Focus. Yesterday, as long as we've been archiving them. Right now, though, I'm here with State Representative Tom Phillips. Welcome, Tom.
Good morning, Brady.
Good morning. Great to have you in. We were just talking over break. Are you ever going to have a session that you're going into where it's just going to be just kind of just normal, no frills?
I don't think so. At the end of every session, I kind of have this sense of relief thinking, oh my gosh, we figured this out. We're moving forward. Next session is going to be a lot easier and won't be nearly as contemplated or controversial and difficult. But so far, that's never planned out the way I had hoped. So yeah, this session is going to be another tough year. I am convinced of that.
Does it seem not as crazy as the ones before?
I would say that the issues are difficult, but the willingness to sit down and to listen and to have bipartisan dialogue and try to find common solutions, that is what's new about last session and moving forward compared to previous years. And even though I know it's going to be tough, I try to remain optimistic. We will find a solution because we have to. And, you know, the unknown variable is on the Supreme Court ruling on school finance. And they're saying we need to put anywhere from perhaps $600 to $800 million in. That's on the adequacy part, and I'll come back to that. The other part of it was the equity. They identified four issues associated with the school finance formula on equity. In talking with folks, those are not insurmountable. I think that those can be resolved. For example, in capital outlay, the new formula said that school districts could pay for their utility bills and some of their insurance costs through capital outlay. And so we need to go back and restructure that and change the wording on that. So that's kind of an example of something that's going to be relatively easy to fix. It's really the adequacy issue, which means that we, the legislature, have not putting enough money into the school finance formula, and that's going to be the tough issue. You know, I think most everyone is aware that last session we worked very, very, very hard on trying to find a way to restore the tax funding to the state budget. And, I'm proud of the work that we accomplished. We were able to begin to fill the budget hole. It wasn't filled entirely from my perspective, but recognizing that we knew the governor was going to do a veto override or a veto whatever we passed, and then trying to find the adequate number of votes both in the House and the Senate, which was really building a bi-party coalition of conservatives, moderates, and Democrats to do the veto override. So we stabilized the state, but it's going to be difficult to come up with $600 million. It's my hope in reading the court ruling that if we submit more documentation to the court describing how we think the school finance formula will adequately address the at-risk kids, because that's a big part of the issue, is that the court was saying that the kind of the bottom 25% of the students in the school district aren't performing and testing to the level that they need to be, and that the state needs to improve that level of performance. And so we need to better demonstrate how we think the school finance formula will help move those test scores.
The latest that we've heard from the Associated Press, and in the stories on our website at newsradiokman.com, of course, we always do our best to update our website with the latest AP stories coming out of Topeka. And it looks like the success of a state constitution amendment seems pretty unlikely as far as changing constitution. And you can help me with the exact wording of that. But it seems like the general idea is just to make it add an amendment to the constitution, basically take the Supreme Court's guidance over school funding kind of out of the equation, it seems.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, the state constitution in Article 6 has language in there, and it's really one word, and it says that the legislature shall provide suitable funding for public education. And it's that one word, suitable, that has really caused us to be going back and forth in, into the courts, because the plaintiff's attorneys are arguing that the legislature is not suitably funding public education. So I've not seen any specific language that's being contemplated, but I would imagine that, if there's a push or legislation introduced, that it will probably be an effort to remove that word suitable. And, you know, at this point, I'm trying to keep an open mind on what a willingness. You know, my attitude is, if we can find a solution so that we're not constantly going back to litigate all of this, that's probably a good thing. And, you know, from a broad perspective, if we remove that word suitable, then it really would probably remove the Supreme Court from the equation. And it puts, in many respects, it puts the authority, the power back into the voters, because they will get to determine who is elected and whether schools are suitably funding. So, for example, if there's a group of legislators that are elected that want to cut public education, then the citizens of Kansas can say, no, we don't want that. Elect those folks out of office and put people in that will adequately or suitably fund public education. So it kind of shifts the power, I think, away from the courts back to the people, if that's the approach that we take. And you know, your question is, will there be enough votes? It's a constitutional amendment requires, I think, 83 votes in the
House. Two-thirds.
I think it's 83 votes and probably close to 21, 22 votes in the Senate. That's going to be tough. Nothing's impossible, but I can just, my sense is that would be tough to accomplish right now.
Would there be any worry on that sort of effort? If that effort really gained some traction, I would have to think the concern would be, if I'm an elected official involved in that, I'd be very concerned with the optics of just how that looked, that the headlines would be that the legislature is taking out the word suitable.
Right.
I'd feel like the political ramifications of that, especially right now when it seems like state voters have basically said that we care about a suitable education.
I think you're right. It would look like we are taking a retaliatory action to remove the Supreme Court from play. And that's probably how it would be looked at. And the other thing about this is, you know, the constitutional amendment is a long-term solution. It's not going to resolve the immediate court case that we have to resolve by April 30th. So that's a long-term play. So I kind of separate the two. You know, our first task is to try to figure out how to resolve the court case that's before us today. And then if you want to identify a long-term solution, let's have that conversation. And you know, I encourage the constituents that I represent to let me know what they think. This is going to be a big topic. And ultimately, just for the listener's point of view, if the legislature approves it, then it goes on to the ballot. And so ultimately, it's going to be the citizens of Kansas that would get to vote on this constitutional amendment. And you know, I talked about the word suitable in the Constitution. I don't know the exact date when that was inserted, but I believe it was in the 1960s, somewhere in that time frame, that there was a constitutional amendment where we as a state added into the Constitution the word, the legislature shall provide suitable funding for public education. So this debate, I think, has been going on in our state for many generations.
And as you mentioned, just the word suitable, it's not very defining.
No.
Really. I mean, that's one of those words that's can be very up for interpretation.
Exactly.
Which makes the whole thing even more difficult.
It does.
Let's go ahead and take a break. This will be our last break of the hour. And we'll be back with State Rep. Tom Phillips of Manhattan here on News Radio KMAN.